I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Losers Who Win, or Are They Winners Who Lose? But first, on Wednesday, the International Olympic Committee Executive Board voted to include 6 new events in the 2014 Olympics: men's and women's ski halfpipe, biathlon mixed relay, team luge, team figure skating, and women's ski jumping will now all be contested in the Games at Sochi. Of these disciplines, women's ski jumping fought the hardest to get in. Back in 2006, Didi Corradini, president of Women's Ski Jumping USA, told me of her frustration.
We think politics was at play. We feel as though these women are being discriminated against. We're not asking to add a new sport or a new discipline. We're just asking to include women in an existing event.
Didi Corradini is on the line again from Salt Lake. Ms. Corradini, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be back, and it's a better time to be back than the last time.
Absolutely. A Canadian jumper named Zoya Lynch said this week, and I'm quoting now, "I'm so accustomed to using words like frustrated, disappointed, and sad, it's about time I can use happy words, but it feels so strange." Have you been adding some new words to your vocabulary this week?
Absolutely. We've reacted with excitement, but I must say also with relief. We've also been a little bit numb because we didn't dare get our hopes up because they've been dashed so many times before. We're still pinching ourselves, the athletes and some of us, that this is actually for real, and we don't dare really get excited yet.
Until Wednesday, ski jumping and Nordic combined, which is ski jumping and cross-country skiing combined, were the only two events without women competitors at the Olympic Games. Now that list is down to 1, Nordic combined, but female ski jumpers will only compete on the so-called normal hill in Sochi. Men will also compete on the large hill and in team competition. Is there still work to be done?
Absolutely. We have our work cut out for us. That's the next step, and we have to go back to the International Ski Federation to get approval for those. But unfortunately, it does mean that we're now not going to be able to get those until 2018 Olympics, although knowing us, we may give it a shot for 2014 anyway.
February's World Championships were seen as something of a test for women's ski jumping. Women had already competed at the Worlds in 2009, but this time the IOC was watching. Were the women most concerned with the high winds and the fog in Oslo that day, or were they more concerned with the eyes of the IOC in the stands?
All of the above. We knew this was a critical event, that the women had to do well. They felt prepared. The fog, I was there at the bottom of the hill. The fog was so thick that the women could not see the landing, and they were literally jumping in the dark. So it is a miracle under those conditions that these women did as well as they did.
IOC Sports Director Christoph Duby said this week that there were only a handful of good jumpers in 2009, but that by 2011, female ski jumpers showed, quote, a really wide increase of technical capability. Was he right?
These women were ready for Vancouver 2010. There is no question in the minds of the experts, the coaches, the jumpers. I understand they're taking that perspective because they told us no, and one has to have a reason to say no, and the women have improved, but we are just very thankful that it's finally happened, and there's no point in looking back. We made it, and that's what's important, and now we look ahead.
Before the Vancouver Olympics began, 26-year-old Lindsey Vann held the record for men and women on the Olympic Hill. Are women good enough to compete against men in ski jumping?
Interestingly, in the past, women and men did compete against one another. There's no question but that the smaller you are and the lighter you are, the further you fly. So women make very good ski jumpers. Our best women can compete against the men in terms of being just as good and sometimes better as Lindsey Vann was until Vancouver 2010. Her record was broken by a male in the Olympics in 2010.
Speaking of Lindsey Vann, she said this week that she might not still be competing by 2014. Who should we watch for then?
Well, Lindsey goes back and forth. When I spoke with her asked, or she was asked a question by one of the local media folks. She said, you know, it is really such a mental sport. If I'm still enjoying jumping the way I am today, I'll be there.
You don't mean to suggest that there isn't anybody else that we should be watching for?
Well, though, we have some fabulous jumpers here in the U.S. We've got Jessica Jerome. We've got a young up-and-comer named Sarah Hendrickson, who is 16 years old. When I got involved in this 7 years ago, she was 9 years old. She is tiny, and boy, can this young woman jump.
I love the description of a ski jumper as an up-and-comer. That seems absolutely perfect.
She is.
Didi Corradini is the president of Women's Ski Jumping USA and the former mayor of Salt Lake City as well. Didi, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.